Good morning. 7:20 a.m. on the 18th of October 2016. I need to find a glove here. It's a bit nippy. 42 degrees. It's quite pleasant in spite of the fact that it's quite chilly. There's not a lot of wind. I'll be getting around to getting into the sun here soon. I've also built up a certain amount of body heat underneath the three layers. Doesn't mean I'm not going to put on my gloves because my fingers are cold. Oh yeah. Yesterday was it was good and not so good. I was definitely on the bullet journal yesterday. I got a lot of the stuff done. I didn't get it all done. Even some of the tasks that I started, I didn't manage to finish. So they're on the journal for today. They're at the top of the list. We've got, I got 2,000 words in yesterday. I got two 1,000 word sessions. I've got 5 plotted out for today. We'll see if we can get 3 or 4 of them done today. 5 would be beautimous. I don't know that that's going to happen because I've got a lot of things that I need to get done that don't involve keyboards. So we'll see how it goes. I am chipping down the backlog of demoralizing tasks. Now, one of the things that I've known but haven't really been able to deal with is that occasionally I sort of disappear into my own head. And whether that means I disappear into Minecraft or I disappear into Eve or I go someplace in my mind or Facebook or wherever, things that I need to get done don't get done. And the longer they go without being done, the more demoralizing it is for me to get back into everything from taming the paper to cleaning my desk. I need to clean off my desk, not because it's particularly distracting, but because I'm doing more things on my desk and having to rearrange everything in order to, for example, lay down my bullet journal. It takes time, it takes thought, it takes energy. I don't have a lot of outside chores to do today. I got something I can fix for breakfast. Well, yeah, that too. I was thinking of dinner. I've got the supplies I need. I don't need to go out till tomorrow. Other than I need to make a run to the post office. Unless I can talk my wife into going up. She's got to drop some stuff off too. And what will probably happen is that I will wind up taking her stuff rather than vice versa. Which is okay. One of the things I have to do is get these books packaged up and shipped. I have two people who have been waiting very patiently. And one of the things that I did yesterday was the inventory that I needed to do for the books I have on hand, and the pricing I needed to do for how much to charge people, and the weight I needed to know for postage. And then I printed up some postage labels. So yeah, it was good. It was it's what I needed to do. So today I have to go through and sign them and pack them up and ship them out. I also ordered the books I needed for a Mile High Con. I had to order a few for. I did that on Sunday. They're supposed to be here the Tuesday of Mile High, so a couple weeks. A week. It's 10 days till Mile High, 29th. 11 days, 10 days to wake up. So I'm looking forward to getting away. I'm looking forward to getting on the road again. Looking forward to hanging out with a bunch of my peeps, a bunch of science fiction fans. Going out to dinner with the Cosine people on Saturday night. Not good. Let's see if I can't recover without turning off the voice recorder. Okay, well, I wasn't able to do it without turning off the microphone, turning off the recording. So, yeah, we got a little bit of a problem here. The microphone came unclipped and started, it fell into my face. And so I tried to put it back up and in the process managed to click the button that triggered Google to talk to me, which stopped the recording. So I'll splice them together when I get home and we'll see how it works. Monk post. So So yeah, we're one day at a time. The journal is helping. I started meditation yesterday. I did a 10-minute meditation exercise. I will do another one today. The challenge will be to find 10 minutes when people aren't going to come up to me and say, "Are you okay? Are you awake? Do you need to take a nap?" Any of the 100 things that people have said to me. Not that many. It hasn't really been that bad. Trying out some of the apps. So far I've got, I've tried 3. I'm not sure I'm happy with Headspace. There are 10 steps in the introductory lessons that are 10 different 10-minute sessions, which are good, which are apropos. There's also one that's called Buddhist or something, which I can do on my phone and use noise-canceling headphones for, which means, among other things, it means I can go into the other room and sit behind a closed door for 10 minutes or so. I was surprised. I did 10 minutes using a timer, and the difficulty there was that when I got to the 10 minutes, the timer was a bit loud and obnoxious. So here I am, walking and not talking, thinking about the old days, and thinking about getting stopped for speeding. Happened more than once. Not lately. Had some coffee. I'm ready for some breakfast. We've been having I got some fresh bagels, and we've been having bagels the last couple of days, which are fast and easy and convenient. I think today I need to do something a little less convenient and a little more protein. This may be an eggs morning. Maybe an oatmeal morning. Oatmeal would be good today. Sun is shining this morning. It's out from behind the clouds. It's between the cloud decks, and all of the yellow trees are glowing. That's beautiful right there, by golly. So today the guys are coming to blow out the sprinklers, so those will be secured for the winter. We've got the post office run to make. I don't know when the guys are going to come for the sprinkler. That's kind of a problem. I don't want to really don't want to leave before they do it. But the other side of that is that I really want to get this stuff out. Because I know perfectly well if I make a run to the mailbox at 10 o'clock, they will be here at 10:05. Which will be a cause for anxiety in the household. And here we are, the last street. Yesterday we had really high winds. They came up mid-morning and they just blew hard all night. This morning it's gone, so whatever front it was has passed. There's some dark clouds off to the northwest. But generally, it looks like it's going to be a lovely day. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.